This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Both those pages interact one with another. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, please do. That is Bradley Dean on Facebook. And or if you can and would like to go over to our Twitter account, please do that for what it's worth. Bradley Dean 1. At any time over the next three segments coming up, friends, you can give us a call. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I've got a couple things before we get to today's show. Interestingly enough, people are talking in the conservative movement about a double concerning Hillary Clinton. This is the conservatives, folks, finally talking about some of the things that we have talked about in the past. Now, I want to set the record straight so you don't take me out of context. Probably 4 to 6 months ago, I had shared with you on the radio that when you look at Hillary Clinton, it seems that they're different people. That's all I said. I said, you can call me crazy, call me whatever you want to call me. Just don't call me out of line with what the Spirit of God is doing or exposing, because we know that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Well, everybody and their dog, cat, hamster, and parakeet today are talking about the fact they're showing pictures of Hillary Clinton and a double of Hillary Clinton. And when I seen it, I thought, wait a second, I brought this up 4 to 6 months ago. Now all the conservatives are talking about a double of Hillary Clinton. It seems that there's an older-looking Hillary Clinton, and then there's a younger-looking Hillary Clinton walking around in the present at the same time. One has wrinkles, and the other one doesn't. Well, as I'm looking at this, I just thought, well, what's the credibility? Because I've had this drop in my heart before that, wait a second, that's not the same person. Well, it showed Hillary Clinton's hands, and then it showed her body. And then it took her double and taking two pictures side by side and showing them in contrast. You can tell that it's clear that these are not the same people from the hands to the body shape, namely around the waist. Hillary's a little fat and she's a little wrinkly. Well, this other body double, or this double of Hillary Clinton, does not at all resemble the Hillary Clinton that I see on the left comparing it to the one I see on the right. Now, again, just for the purposes of solidifying what I had said 4 to 6 months ago. Folks, call me crazy. I'm just simply saying that it seems like there's two different people out there because they are not the same ones that I'm seeing. This is what I said 4 to 6 months ago. Again, what they're sharing today all across the conservative line, friends, they're talking about how this is not Hillary Clinton. how she became younger, her hairstyle changed, her wrinkles are gone, she became 100 pounds thinner. This is what they're saying. Just do your due diligence. Is it a yay or a nay, a thumbs up or a thumbs down as to what's being shared right now? I'm just simply saying to you that I had it drop in my heart as a question mark. What's going on out there? It seems like there may be two different people that they're using. And keep in mind, just to show you how the past is repeat itself if you don't pay attention to it, keep in mind, many world leaders have these doubles. And they use them for the very purpose of throwing off the enemy. But also keep in mind, dictators of the past use doubles. Just so you know, this is nothing new under the sun. And it's not crazy. It's very credible. And it's very probable that that's what's taking place today. Again, do your due diligence. Look at the pictures and you tell me what your thoughts are. Because I think it's important for people to know that everything that dictators do is premised on a lie. Everything they do is premised on a lie. Okay? Just food for thought. Bradley, are you saying yay or nay? I'm simply telling you the pictures that I seen this morning, which only verify what I got as a hunch 4 to 6 months ago, when they're showing the double of Hillary Clinton, I'm just simply telling you that these are two different people. Is it a hoax? I don't know. And if it is a hoax, it's being played out on the American people that they hope you don't find out that it's a hoax, friends. But again, do your due diligence. Give me your thoughts. I'm just kind of curious to know what your thoughts are. It's all across the boards right now. Everybody seems to be talking about it in the modern day conservative movement. Okay? Secondly, what I wanted to talk about is on Saturday I had spent some time talking about how, well, the conservatives are finally catching up to what we have been talking about for the last 15 years in this country. Barack Hussein Obama, this is out in the light of day today, is funding Islamic Jihad, okay? We know this is a fact. Obama's administration may have paid as much as $33.6 billion in cash and gold to Iran. Well, what would be the connection? Well, first of all, again, if we judge him by his fruit, Matthew 7:20, we know the fruit of this administration is to fund and aid our enemies at every given step. Okay? But I want to go back to who tells Barack Hussein Obama what pants to wear on a daily basis. Let's go back to his mama, okay? I'm being facetious, but I'm not. Let's go back to Barack Hussein Obama's sugar mama, okay? Her name is Valerie Durrett. She said in Stanford University in 1977, she said, "I am Iranian born by birth and of my Islamic faith," okay? This may tell you who's giving the orders. And it doesn't matter because Barack is the one that's responsible for this, as to why they are funding on your dime, where they have now taken $33.6 billion in cash and gold from the American taxpayer and your gold to give over to Iran. She's Iranian born by birth, and she said, "Of my Islamic faith. I am also an American citizen, and I seek to help change America to be a more Islamic country." She said, "My faith guides me, and I feel like it's going well in the transition of using freedom of religion in America against itself." America? Again, I'm not talking about a third world country here. I'm talking about what's going on in your White House today. When are you going to respond accordingly to the crimes of this administration? I'm going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back on the other side.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I'm going to go back to that Hillary's double in just a couple moments. It's actually found on conservativepulse.com and just kind of highlighted. Again, just food for thought. But I'm telling you what, friends, when you're looking at it, these are two different people. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'll highlight that in just a couple moments. I want to get through what we're talking about right now concerning the likes of Valerie Jarrett and Barack Hussein Obama funding and aiding your enemies and arming your enemies every step of the way. This is not fictitious. This is not a theory. This is what's come to the light 7 3/4 years later because America, the modern-day conservatives, have been trying to figure out why he hates us so much, when in fact I've been trying to tell you he's not one of us. And if you judge him by his fruit, you'll know exactly he's not one of us. Americans don't arm our sworn enemies. They don't fund them, America. Furthermore, patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the president or any other public official, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country, which this one does not. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves our country and magnify the laws of our constitutional republic. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by our country in either event. It is unpatriotic not to tell the truth whether about the president or anyone else. That was President Theodore Roosevelt that warned us many, many moons ago, friends. And why the American people feel that for some reason or another he knows better than you do, you need to wake up and smell the coffee because he doesn't. He is not a constitutional scholar. I'll tell you what he is. He's a son of Belial, is what he is. And right before the break, I was telling you it may be this is why he is funding Iran. Going back to Barack Hussein Obama's sugar mama. And I'm not being funny, friends. Valerie Jarrett, Stanford University, 1977. She said, I'm Iranian by birth and of my Islamic faith. I'm also an American citizen, and I seek to help change America to be more Islamic, a more Islamic country, she said. Well, folks, this may be the very reason that you and why you are under attack. This will show you and zero in on who's responsible for what's going on in your country. But again, it all comes back to Scripture. Our sin is finding us out, Numbers 32:23. That's just a fact. Regardless of who he uses, like the Lord did Nebuchadnezzar, to chastise his people, and if they don't want to listen to his chastisements, then they're going to listen to his judgments. And then when you begin to see and partake of the judgments, you're going to be in a position where you would have, wish you would have responded when you had the time to respond. But folks, this is what's going on. This may explain why Barack Hussein Obama is dismantling your military. This may be why Barack Hussein Obama is appointing Muslim Brotherhood operatives in high positions in your federal government on the heels of the radical homosexuals. This may explain to you why he is neutering the military. This may explain to America why he's attacking America's military. And again, funding and aiding your enemies, folks. What I'm telling you right now, friends, just happened on Saturday. Funding Islamic Jihad, Barack Hussein Obama and his administration. I mean, you want to talk about a merciful God to show us every step of the way to what the American people are conceding to if they don't respond to it, or submitting to if they don't respond to it? That's what's happening. There is no excuse. We are left without excuse, America, as to why we are in the position that we are in today. You know, I further wanted you to hear what Valerie Jarrett said concerning the second election cycle concerning Barack Hussein Obama, which the American people did not support. Listen to what this Muslim Iranian said that's in your White House today. Let's call it for what it is, okay? Let's just do that. Then we can take some ground here. There is no debate. This is fact, and facts are stubborn things. She said, Valerie Jarrett did, after we win this election, it's our turn, payback time. Payback time to who? Anybody that would expose their administration for who they are? Of course. She said, after we win this election, it's our turn. Payback time. Listen to this vindictive Iranian Muslim in the People's White House. Everyone not with us is against us. It sounds like George Bush after September 11, doesn't it? And they better be ready, because we don't forget. The ones who helped us will be rewarded. The ones who opposed us will get what they deserve. Who's opposing this administration, America, more than you are? Nobody. She said, there is going to be hell to pay. Congress won't be a problem for us this time. No election to worry about after this is over, and we will have two judges ready to go. America, America, what needs to come to the surface before you lawfully respond? This is what is giving orders to the likes of Barack Hussein Obama in the People's White House. Folks, I want to tell you this again, and I want you to listen to me carefully. You are funding your own demise. Let me say that again, America. You are funding your own demise. You are giving permission to this administration to do whatever it wills, even going so far as to send your sons and daughters to fight, bleed, and die in unconstitutional wars, friends. Because remember, they're expendable. Remember what the pedophile Henry Kissinger said of our military, friends, the one that sits next to this criminal in the White House. Remember what he said when he said that the military men are just stupid, dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. We're talking about your sons and your daughters. Oh, and I want to take a step back, because I always like to verify what I do. Furthermore, coming out of their mouths rather than mine, I want you to listen carefully. Sam, how much do we have time left on this segment? Okay, we got 3 minutes. It's a 5-minute piece. I want you to listen carefully, friends, because it's important that you listen carefully, because this is a representative in America that is calling forth questions and interrogations concerning what's going on with those funds in your country today. Okay, her name is Rep. Ann Wagner. I'll go ahead and set this up. She said yesterday I had asked Obama administration officials, hey folks, officials are still ruled by law. I want you to make sure you understand that. It doesn't mean they're above the law because they're called an official. They are not above the law. She said yesterday I had asked Obama's administration officials why they lied to the American people and sent a cargo plane loaded with, listen carefully, $400 million of your money, America, in cash on wooden pallets to pay Iran for the release of American hostages and subsequently sent an additional $1.3 billion in cash following the release of the hostages. Folks, this is coming from Representative Ann Wagner. Did you hear what she just said? She said the administration calls this payment leverage. She said, but I call it ransom. She goes on, while President Obama would like to hide the details behind classified briefings, remember what I shared with you last week, friends? Because they call it classified, they say, and they're giving you the message that they're above the law and they don't have to disclose these things to you, America, because they're above the law. And for some reason or another, America, you just can't handle the truth. This is what they're saying. This is what they're acting out in your country. She said, while President Obama would like to hide the details, why would President Obama want to hide the details? America, furthermore, you know he's hiding the details. You know why he does what he does. You know what his end aim is. You know what his objective is. It's been the same since the very beginning. But America, again, you're adding strength to his tyranny. He's becoming more emboldened on a daily basis to affront you, to attack you, and to desecrate the memories of our veterans. And I'm tired of it, America. I've been tired of it for a long time. I've been tired of it for a long time. We're talking about our country. We're talking about our family members that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. And are we going to stand back and allow these foreign criminals to desecrate it? And again, let me remind you, America, our veterans fought, bled, and died fighting against the very dangerous ideologies that you are tolerating from this administration today. Let me ask you a question. Why? Why, America? Why? Oh, I know men don't like to be told what to do. I'm not telling you what to do. The Lord is telling you what to do. Because if you fail to respond to his commandments, then guess what? You're going to eat the fruit of your own ways. And that's the bad part of all this, friends. Why are you putting up with this? I'm just asking you the question. Only you can answer the question, why are you tolerating the crimes of an administration and a dangerous ideology from a foreign enemy in the People's White House who means to destroy you by funding Iranians, friends, with your money and gold, and he's as well arming them? Be right back.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Wow. Yes! Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Hey, if you'd like to weigh in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Talking about how funding Islamic Jihad, Barack Hussein Obama. Well, folks, it's verified. It's factual. What does he need to do before he's guilty? Had a guy on the radio some time back, it was one of our callers, and I said, you know what, this administration has been caught with the smoking gun in hand after the crime has been committed. But for some reason or another, the American people just keep giving it a pass. They just keep giving them a pass. I have Representative Ann Wagner, who confronted Obama's administration. I want you to listen to this interrogation. I want you to listen to the reactions and the stonewalling going on by this criminal administration. And folks, they've been doing this since day one. And furthermore, let me go back to Daryl Issa, let me go back to Trey Gowdy, and let me go back to Jason Chaffetz, those that you rely upon to get the job done. They've allowed this administration to stonewall without them prodding any further or going any further to actually indict and to bring charges concerning the President of the United States of America. He is not above the law. I want you to listen carefully to what Representative Ann Wagner had to say during her 5 minutes while she was interrogating the corrupt Obama administration. Listen to this carefully.
Time has expired. The chair now recognizes the gentle lady from Missouri, Ms. Wagner, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you to our panel for appearing today to answer questions for us, but more importantly, to answer questions for the American people and shed some light, some transparency on what actually happened with this money transfer to Iran. Unmarked cash in foreign currencies strapped on wooden pallets and loaded onto a cargo airplane to be sent to a recognized state sponsor of terror. It seems more like a scene out of a made-for-TV movie than actual real-life U.S. policy.
Can you do me a favor, Sam? Can you go ahead and rewind that? I want you to hear again, friends, what Representative Ann Wagner had to say concerning her time, her 5 minutes that were allotted to her, to interrogate this corrupt administration. Go ahead, play it again, Sam.
The gentleman's time has expired. The chair now recognizes the gentlelady from Missouri, Ms. Wagner, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you to our panel for appearing today to answer questions for us, but more importantly, to answer questions for the American people and shed some light, some transparency on what actually happened with this money transfer to Iran. Unmarked cash in foreign currencies strapped on wooden pallets and loaded onto a cargo airplane to be sent to a recognized state sponsor of terror. It seems more like a scene out of a made-for-TV movie than actual real-life U.S. policy. And as an Army mom whose son is an active-duty infantry officer and as a former United States ambassador, I just have to say I am very concerned with the appearance of our government paying ransoms for captured prisoners and further in future endangering our other soldiers and diplomats abroad. I'd like to reference a quote from White House Press Secretary Josh Ernst from earlier August as to why the U.S. made this settlement payment so quickly, to which he said the Iranians, and I quote, were eager to try to address the legitimate concerns of the Iranian people about the state of the Iranian economy. Is it the opinion of the State Department or the Treasury Department that this money transfer would be used for the Iranian economy? Mr. Becker.
Congresswoman, first let me say thank you for the service of your son and thank you for your service. We spend our days at the State Department, I know, as well as the Treasury and the Justice Department, doing our best to advance the U.S. interests and doing our best to protect our men and women overseas, and we are grateful for their service. With respect to your question, this was a situation, as I said, where the timing was related to the various pieces of business that we were trying to get done.
Did you believe that it was going to help the Iranian economy, either state or treasury?
As I said, it is our assessment that the vast majority of the funds that they've received have
been. What assurances were you giving, sir?
Even if I had gotten assurances from the Iranians, you would not believe those assurances, nor would I.
These are the ones stonewalling the investigation, saying even if neither you or I would believe what the President of the United States would report to us. This is what you're settling for, America. These are his representatives saying you can't believe him no more than I can believe him. And furthermore, America, first and foremost, since when do you support your sworn enemies and their economy only to destroy you? Doesn't make a bit of sense, but it makes perfect sense.
Seeing that Iran's latest year budget provides for an additional, guess what? $1.7 billion.
He's going to give them more money.
Same amount transferred by this administration to the military establishment to spend as it wishes in Iran. Ms. Grosch. Why did the White House think that this money would be used for the economy when Iran ended up using it for their military?
Congresswoman, that's way out of my league, and I'm not in a position to decide that. My expertise really involves litigation of these claims at the tribunal and determining a settlement.
Let me ask a more relevant question. How do we know that this $1.7 billion increase did not come as a direct result of the cash transfer from the U.S.?
Congresswoman, the press report that you're referring to is one that we have reviewed and had our Persian translators review, and we believe that it is inaccurate.
National Security advisor Susan Rice recently admitted that some of the $150 billion that Iran will receive in sanctions relief from the Iran nuclear agreement would, quote, support international terrorism. Mr. Backmeyer, what assurances do we have that this settlement money will not end up funding terror proxies, units like Hezbollah, considering that they receive support from the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps?
As I've mentioned, Congresswoman, we have serious concerns with Iran's problematic behaviors, including those that you've just referenced, their support for terrorism.
Wait a second. So the president of the administration, I'm sorry, the president of the United States gives $33.6 billion to your sworn enemies, and they have some concerns of their behavior. America, come on. I would really appreciate somebody helping me out on this. Because you can only exhaust this, friends, to the point of there's nothing else that you can say. You can just blow the trumpet. You can't do any more. This is the most important topic concerning our country and our survival and the future of our country, in which we're talking about right now. This just took place. And again, friends, what we're doing here is we're highlighting a representative, Ann Wagner, who's confronting this administration, who doesn't trust this president any more than this representative does. And they have some grave concerns about the behavior of the Iranians that this president is funding, all the while knowing that he is funding terrorism. And why are they funding terrorism? Because they're the ones creating the chaos so they can bring in a new order. And they don't need a whole lot of people to do it, friends. They just need a couple useful idiots that will go along to get along concerning their prospective countries. You're allowing this administration to fund terrorism by standing down. This is ridiculous. It's embarrassing. It's shameful. And again, America, remember, they're doing it because it's the unthinkable. Finish that off, Sam, please.
The tools that we use to counter those activities.
Well, let's talk about those. Does paying Iran in all cash make it more riskier than the money could end up in supporting terrorism?
Congressman, I can't speak to the risk on that, but what I can say is that that this settlement was made based on its own merits.
Based on its own merits.
Say funding does, in fact, end up promoting terrorism. What actions could the U.S. take to punish Iran for its behavior?
We have a variety of tools.
After they fund them, now they want to punish them.
We can use to enforce our sanctions against Iran. These include authorities that go against individuals and entities.
Buggy, okay, that's good. Thank you, Sam. I have to go to the word America. I really have to go here because it is important for you to understand the definition of stupidity, okay? It really is that important. Because, America, you have now fallen to the position. I mean, you fell to this point in this position a long time ago by subjecting yourself, by actually giving credit or legitimizing this administration from the very get-go. Let's go back to the word stupid, okay, America? Very dull, insensible, senseless, lacking in understanding, heavy, sluggish. Now, let me go back again. $33.6 billion given over to your sworn enemies, all the while knowing that they are funding terrorism globally. They're using these people. You do need to understand that, okay? Secondly, they have grave concern, and they have a care and a concern over the behavior of them that the President of the United States of America just gave them. Now they're talking about how do we hold them accountable if they get out of line? What do they need to do before you consider them to be out of line? Isn't that gauge, isn't that reference to be given over to God's moral law as to what's right and what's wrong? Well, of course. But the American people are getting pulled into the conversation and the debate, and you know what they want to do. They want to debate away the pith and marrow of all common sense because, America, you have left the pith and marrow of God's moral law. That's why. America, you're not going to pay attention to what's going on until the boot drops, are you? I love you enough to tell you. I'm going to take a quick break here. I just defined the word stupid for you. Hopefully it need not apply to my listeners, but if it does apply to someone that you know, go to Webster's 1828 and define the word stupid for them and tell me if it doesn't line up, because, folks, you're in trouble.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored. I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored. That's affirmative, Control. You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored? It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes. All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes? That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want. Wow, that is exciting. Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I'll do my best to end with what we've been talking about over the last 45 minutes. The first segment, we were talking about Hillary's body double. I'm going to hit that because I said I would. And in between, what we did is we just played a piece by Representative Ann Wagner, who was basically confronting and interrogating Obama's administration that doesn't trust Obama any more than she does. I mean, folks, the conversation is about as twisted and confusing as it can possibly get. And here's the representative, and rather than inciting the law, where did he have the constitutional authority to give that money from the American people without their authority over to another country? He does not have it. See, that's laying the axe to the root of the tree. But what do? They get him talking around a circle. Circular reasoning. They get them caught up in debate so they can basically debate away the pith and marrow of our laws and our freedoms. And when you do away with law, America, you need to keep in mind there goes your freedom there shortly thereafter. That's just how it works. Do away with law, there goes your freedoms. And that's exactly what the problem is in this country. We have done away with God's moral government. Okay? But let's go over to Hillary's body double. During the break, I had called senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tim Brown, and I said, hey, what do you have on this? What's going on with this Hillary's body double? He said this has been going on. It comes and goes often. And I said, well, dude, I'm telling you, first of all, I never knew none of that, but I'm just telling you, when you're looking at certain pictures, you can say with absolute certainty, these are not the same people. And I just seen this morning. It was all over the live feeds. And I want you to listen to this really carefully. After Hillary Clinton collapsed Sunday in New York City and reemerged about an hour and a half later from her daughter's apartment, this is what it says. Conspiracy theorists began to circulate a rumor that they weren't the same person. Now, I want to go back to that really quick. Folks, can anybody tell me a conspiracy theory that turned out to be theory? Can anybody out there tell me where a conspiracy theory turned out to be theory? Because I personally cannot. I know people get weird, but it never got to the point where anybody ever talked about it. Okay, and that's very far and few between. That's like a needle in the haystack. I can tell you over and over and over and over again where there were conspiracies, but the state-controlled narrative was to set them as a bunch of lunatics, as a bunch of theorists, which in fact history proved that those conspiracy theories that the state-controlled narrative called them out for were actually conspiracies. Read Jeremiah 11:9 when you get a moment. But I'm asking you the question. Conspiracy theorists? Hey, folks, can you tell me where the conspiracies have been theory? That's a great question. Most people think the other way. Oh, well, it's a conspiracy theory. Who told you that? The narrative, the state-controlled narrative, who is covering up for those that are actually committing the act of conspiracy. Do your homework and you will find out what I'm telling you is true. Okay? It states that after Hillary Clinton collapsed Sunday in New York City and reemerged about an hour and a half later from her daughter's apartment, that these theorists began to circulate a rumor. But this is what's good about it. It was hard for some to marry the two images of Clinton, one of her limp body being dragged into an SUV this last weekend and whisked away from the ceremony, and the second of a chipper, spry woman posing for pictures with a child telling reporters that she was feeling great. So here's some of the responses to this article. Does Chelsea have a liposuction machine in her apartment? Because, folks, there's a 100-pound difference between these two people. No doubt about it. Here's another response. By the way, that was by Liz Estrada. This one's by Save Yourself. I thought she was dehydrated before. How did she lose weight by getting rehydrated? Folks, this just in a one-day span. Furthermore, here's another one. Hillary's body double. She collapsed hours earlier, but not one person near her in case it happened again. Folks, there's a picture of Hillary walking down the street. Where's the Secret Service? See, folks, they always, if you give them enough rope, they will always hang themselves. And they do. Go ahead and look at the pictures. Here's another one. She collapsed hours earlier, but not one person near her in case it happened again. Hey, folks, the security and the Secret Service is around her in droves. And furthermore, let me lay this to your candor. One has to ask the question, is Secret Service there to protect her? Or are they there to make sure that she stays in line with those that she works for? Just food for thought. Because the latter is true. Steel City 80 said, laugh out loud, folks, this is not Hillary. I didn't say it, friends. He said, this is not Hillary. Secret Service would be everywhere. There, he highlighted my point. Here's another one from Free Media, collapse at 9/11 Memorial. Go to Chelsea's, this one said lose 50 pounds. Get a nose job, grab blue glasses, and by the way, a facelift. And leave without security? Hillary Clinton, friends. It wouldn't be the first time a world leader used a body double. No, this is what dictators do. I mean, some people are saying, how is it that she's here and then she's there and then she's here and she's over here too? Well, again, just laying to your candor what's out there right now. Again, friends, this is nothing new. And you better believe, folks, that they will do anything to deceive the American people further. And again, I didn't say that. William Casey from the CIA said that. Okay? This is what's so awesome about all this stuff. They said it. They're doing it. They've been found guilty of it. So this isn't just created. America has been so brainwashed and dummied down that whatever the media says, though they say they don't believe it, they fall in line. They hold the truth and unrighteousness. America, you need to wake up as to what's going on out there. Because, folks, I'm telling you, I am telling you, what I'm looking at right now are not the two same people. Not even close. The bodies and the hands are complete, folks. They're different. I mean, Hillary on the right here, which is Hillary Clinton, folks, how do I say this? She's got a big caboose. There's no getting around this, okay? And I'm just telling you what I'm looking at. The one on the left that just emerged this last weekend does not have that. And furthermore, she's a little bit shorter. And we also found that there is an actual person out there that is Hillary's double. For those that did not know. And it's interesting. Now, I'm going online right now doing some live homework for you. Hillary Clinton's body double conspiracy theories flood Twitter. Hey, folks, it's interesting. It is flooding in. It's all over the place right now. Okay? And again, just food for thought. And by the way, isn't it interesting how people use Snopes or Snoops as the final authority? Why don't you check the credibility of Snoops, friends, and know who's running the show over there? I mean, it's like you have one devil here and another devil here. Hey, will you just tell them that they're being lied to? One devil says to another devil, wait a second, we're both liars. Right, exactly. Okay? But again, I'm just laying this to your candor, not only to have... not only to provoke thought here, but again, I want to let you know that this has happened in history time and time again. Do your homework. I have just 2 minutes left of my show, friends. Do your homework. I'm not going to get caught up into that. I just wanted to let you know that in history, our history teaches us they have done this before. Hitler had one. Folks, dictators of the past had one. They do that to throw off the enemy. I want to bring you up to date. If you didn't listen to Saturday's show, I want to highlight something. In Matthew 23:38, I want you to listen carefully. O America, America, Jesus said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, them that tell you the truth and point the finger, and stone them which are sent unto you. America, I am a part of you. I love you with everything I've got within me. First, the love of God for him, and then secondly, my brother, and then thirdly, my country. Okay, because I am my brother's keeper. I love you enough to tell you the truth here and point out facts in which no one else wants to tell you. But listen to Jesus. He said, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto you, how often would I have gathered your children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings. But you wouldn't have it that way. You didn't want to listen. Behold, he said, your house is left unto you desolate. Then he said in Luke 19:44, this is what I want you to hear. Because they refused to submit to the King of Glory who fulfilled God's moral law, Romans 3, listen carefully, and when he was come near, he beheld the city of Jerusalem, and he wept over it, saying, if you had known, even thou, at least in this day, this thy day, he said, the things which belong unto your peace, but you would not, but now they are hid from thine eyes. He said, for the day shall come upon thee, America, that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee, encompass thee round, and keep thee in on every side. You are already there, America, and shall lay thee even to thy ground, and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave thee in one stone upon another, because you knewest not the time of your visitation. In other words, you didn't respond, America, to the truth when you had time to respond. America, I want to tell you this. You still have the time today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.